Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Bert Show.
Tom here wants to be on The Voice Disguise. We were just talking about this Steve Phillips dude. You probably don't know his name unless you're a big old sports fan, but he is an analyst for ESPN. He's 46 years old, and he was having an affair with a 22-year-old who just, I mean, called him out big time, showed up to his house with a letter, ended up befriending his 16-year-old son on MySpace and got all sorts of personal information about the family, identified birthmarks on her husband in the letter. She's saying that she really cares about this guy and maybe the wife should leave him and she wants to be with him. It's a sticky mess. Mm-hmm. What's up, Tom?
What's going on, Bert?
You tell us.
I was wondering if you guys can help me out with trying to give me some kind of advice.
Okay.
I've been married to the same woman for 10 years. I work in the construction field, and about a year ago, on one of the job sites, I met a concierge that we were flirting for 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
We went to lunch a couple of times, and we went on a date, and then we had, I can't say it's a one-night stand because we've been on a couple of dates before, and then one thing led to another, and we got romantically involved. I do like this woman, and like I said, I've been with my wife for a long time, but me and my wife haven't seen eye to eye in years, and I've gave her plenty of opportunities. I said, if you really don't love me, why don't you just pack your bags and leave, or I'll pack my bags and leave. And she goes, no, 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 we can work this out. But it's been months since we've been romantically involved at all. And being that I'm a man, and a man does have some kind of needs, I didn't mean to venture somewhere else, but it just so happened to do that. And I really like this girl. But now she's going and doing stuff behind my back to try to get my wife to find out. And I don't want to lose this girl as a friend because she does make me feel like a man.
All right, so the one that you're having an affair with is now starting to just tell your wife?
No, she's innuendo. She's going to my son's school.
Oh, boy.
My son knows her.
How does he know her?
We went on a company picnic, and she was there, and I just introduced them. Oh, this is blah, 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 and he hung out with her son, and they started playing, and they became friends.
So he knows her just as a friend of yours from work, but not as a girlfriend.
Yes, and now she's showing up in school. As I pick up my son, she's showing up. Oh, I just happened to be in April, and I knew you were picking up your son. I just want to say hello.
So,
oh boy.
Who are you trying to protect here? Are you trying to protect your wife, or are you trying to protect the friend?
I'm trying to protect my wife. Because even though my wife says you can pack your bags, even though I told my wife she can pack her bags, and she doesn't want to leave me. She says our family is more important than anything.
And what do you want?
I want to be happy.
And which is in which direction?
I really don't know. Because if I leave my wife, she's pretty much told me to my face, if you leave me, you're not going to see your kids. Even though I know it's impossible, there's laws that'll protect me so I can't see my kids. But she'll make it a really hard time for me.
Yeah, that's going to get sticky. The thing that scares me more than anything here is that you're saying that this woman is showing up at kids' school and stuff like
she's
that.
She's not psycho, though. She's not. I can tell
that's
you that
a little
she's
crazy.
Not psycho.
Her kid and his kid are friends at school.
Yeah, that's tough.
I
But she's never usually picked him up. No, he takes a bus. Her son takes a bus home.
Like, there's no way anybody can help you until you decide what you're going to do. You've got to just make a decision. Are you going to stay with your wife and your family and try to work it out and try to rekindle that romance, you know, and be sure you guys are both getting your needs met and you can figure it out, or you're going to go. Look, you can't do both.
You won out. I mean, it just sounds like you won out.
I won out, but I don't want to lose my family and I don't want my kids to hate me.
Well, that's why you have... You just hang up or somebody else?
No, I'm here.
Okay. That's why you have lawyers. I mean, if you want out, you got to go to your lawyer and you got to lay it all out and you got to bare your soul and you got to hope the guy's good.
Melissa, what's the condescending look for?
Well, I mean, I'm just being consistent because I feel like, well, I mean, you've made this bed. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same with the ESPN guy. I mean, you've been having this affair for a while, been married to your wife for a while, and you've had both for a while, and now it's imploding. And you're confused? I mean, I agree with Jen. You got to make a choice. You can't have both. And you've been trying to have both. And you're trying to protect yourself is who you're trying to protect. But you've been lying to your wife. And you knew what you were getting into when you started flirting with the woman for a few months. I mean, anytime somebody says, oh, I just fell into this affair. No, you didn't. You worked on that affair for 6 months before anything happened. Mm-hmm. So you took yourself down this path. So, I mean, I don't know what advice you want.
There's no easy way out. This is going to be ugly one way or the other.
You made a choice, and now the repercussions are here, and so you got to face them.
But in your opinion, what defines psycho?
You. I mean, you know, you can't blame her for, I mean, I don't mean to be harsh. I just think that it is ridiculous for me to have sympathy for anyone who's trying to get the best out of a situation for themselves, and you know you're hurting people in the process.
Here comes Kim. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to let him know he's making me really, really mad. You need to either man up and get the heck out of your marriage, because obviously you're not happy, which means your wife and your kids are miserable because the household is not happy. Or you need to get rid of your little girlfriend and make your marriage work. This is the problem with society nowadays. People won't go and take care of their business. Yeah, they want their cake and eat it too.
You're saying you're not getting
in. Why I called, because I've been with my wife a long time, and this is the first time this has ever happened to me. It's not like I've done this before when I was dating. I used to cheat on my girlfriends. This is the first time it's ever happened to me.
And
I'm honestly one of those first callers that actually calling you for some advice. I'm not.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what you're hearing is. I think you probably know that you got to do one thing or the other at this point. Do you want to be with your wife and make it work, or do you want to be free? The girlfriend that you have on the side, she just seems to me to be the symptom. It's just like, do you want to be in this relationship, or do you want to be free? What do you want to do? Because you're going to – I think women and guys threaten that you'll never see the kids again, and in some cases they make it really, really difficult for you. But chances are pretty good you're going to see your kids and things are going to be okay that way. What do you want to do? You want to stay in the house? You want to take off? Do it.
I got you.
And I think you can do some soul searching and go get some counseling about it, too.
I've already started doing that.
Yeah.
And me and my wife, we have an appointment to see a marriage counselor.
Or you just have the appointment?
We have the appointment.
You have the appointment. Well, sounds like you want to work on the relationship. Do it, man.
I just want to... If you can define, besides me, define psycho.
But you can't. We're not.
If I do break up things with this girl, is there a sign that would tell me that she's?
I think her going to your kid's school is proof that she's wants more out of this than you're willing to give her.
I don't know why you're diverting it, because are you afraid that she's going to get? I mean, but my concern is you're going to marriage counseling with your wife and still having the affair on the side. You can't even do that. You know, you can't do that. That's not going to work.
Oh my God! What a great concept. Marriage counseling and affair counseling, where you could go with your mistress.
Once we obligate ourselves to marriage counseling, I'm going to try to make it work. I'm not that much of a moron.
Well, before you start spending
money,
before you spend $200 an hour on your counselor, you should probably dump this girl.
I think that's really good advice, Jeff. I do. It's common sense, man. You're not a dumb dude. Come on, you know what's going on here.
You're waiting for other people to make the choice for you because you don't want to make the choice yourself. And that's the consistent advice that Jen's given, I've given, Bert's given, the callers get. I mean, make a choice. That's what everybody's saying. You just can't do both.
Do the right thing, and you're not going
to... I just want you guys to know that. It's not going to one end or the other, and I appreciate you guys very much.
Okay, and if you're looking for an answer on what Psycho is, we can't answer that because Psycho has so many faces. So, I mean, at this point, you're not going to know until you break up with her what Psycho looks like.
Psycho is like a fresh box of crayons. All kinds of 64 different colors.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Terry is back from the other day. Terry is the virtual listener that instant messaged the ex-boyfriend, was in a panic. So Jen and Wendy did a great job of getting her through it, and she's back. Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
Did you initiate this IM chat?
Yeah.
No.
So,
no.
She told you not to.
So now we
got
to
I know. I know, but I didn't, he wasn't IMing me. So I IM'd him.
It now, was a whole 24 hours?
The first time on with us was when? Monday or Tuesday?
Monday?
No, it was Tuesday.
I think it was Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah, it was so only a day or
see,
two.
What you've done here is you have lost the stare down, okay? Mm-hmm. Basically, by not IMing each other, you were staring each other down. We were jockeying for alpha dog status here, and you lost. And I don't know how Jen and Wendy are going to recover this.
What did you say?
Well, I thought I should be cute, so I was just like, good morning, sunshine.
Morning, sunshine.
WTF.
I can't even defend against this.
Did he write back at all?
Yeah, he said hi. Then I said, you ready for the weekend? Or no, he said, yeah, hi, you ready for the weekend? And then I was like, not here yet. But then he didn't respond, and, like, there may have been, like, a type, like...
What?
Yeah. I think I have a problem.
I don't understand what you just said.
Again.
Yeah, you've got...
So I said but H-E-A-R, I just noticed.
Huh? So wait.
I didn't say anything.
We got to slow it down again. You get so excited, and you get so nervous that what you say doesn't make sense first year. So you
said
instant
good
message
morning.
Him the good morning sunshine thing. His instant message back to you was what?
Was hi.
And then you say, ready for the weekend, and he says...
Yeah, not here yet. But it's like, then I was like, here?
He says the weekend's not here yet.
Not here yet, okay.
He's ready for it, but it's not here yet.
So now the ball is in your court.
The thing is like, I started to do something that's bad, and so I thought I should call you, because I, like, sometimes I think, like, my jokes don't, like, land very well. I feel like, with friends and stuff,
what'd you
like,
do?
I'm trying to be funny.
She wrote, good morning,
was, like,
sunshine.
She spelled here wrong, so I was like...
No, she said something else.
Oh, he spelled here wrong, and so what did you say after that?
Well, I was going to say something about how he spelled... spelled it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would stay with far away from that, honey.
I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You don't need to be the spelling or grammar police. We talked to you on Tuesday and learned that very, very clearly.
Is the ball is in your court for the next instant message back to him?
Yeah.
Jen?
Oh, okay.
Bring in the I am wolf.
We got to recover from the good morning sunshine, I'm trying desperately to figure out a reason why she would have said that.
Could it be sorry, thought this is someone else?
No.
Hey, that's, back off, people.
They're already into the weekend.
Is the good morning sunshine thing that bad? Because he was so flirty with her in the first one, mm-mm. and she didn't flirt back not even a little bit. She throws this bone to him just to sort of let him know, hey, I'm interested still.
No.
Totally
lame and almost unrecoverable, but we can come up with something. Let's see.
All right, give us a minute.
Let's just totally change the subject. How's that?
Because they're on the weekend subject right now.
Let's ask him a question. Let's make him the expert. Ask him a question about, you guys help me, like a sports game, something going on this weekend.
Philly's just got into the world.
No. College football. They're just out of college. What's like the biggest game going on this
weekend?
He's
in Birmingham. So is that Alabama? Is that near Birmingham?
Yeah.
Who's Alabama playing?
That's the question.
Who's Alabama playing? It doesn't matter.
That's the question.
Who is Alabama playing this weekend?
Totally changes that. Yeah. Do you know who Alabama is playing this weekend?
Okay. Do you know who Alabama?
You just have to totally change the subject.
Playing this weekend. He's typing though.
Oh, he's typing something.
That's almost cruel. That little icon that allows you to know when they're typing is like, it's the most gripping soap opera ever. Like, I can't get the information fast enough.
What are you saying?
But don't click send yet until you see what he says first.
I sent it.
I think it's fine. Because we need to establish a reason why she would be contacting him with the good morning sunshine. But like why she would need to reach out to him. Like he's an expert on something.
Oh, no. What?
He said, no idea, not a fan.
That's too bad.
Maybe ask him what his college team of choice is.
They went to college together.
Where did y'all go to school?
We went to USC.
Which one? South Carolina?
Or the real one?
We went to the one in Los Angeles.
Okay. The real one.
Dude, you're a foreigner here.
I mean, I could ask him about that. Maybe he still watches.
Jen, let's see how good you are.
Jen, come on.
I know, I was trying to figure out.
I just want to let you know, Terry, you have really put your Jen in a very stressful situation.
No. I'm just trying to establish why you contacted him. Why don't you say something like, I was looking forward to watching some good football this weekend.
Before you do that, like, is there any chance, let me ask the experts. Is there a chance that she could have been going to the game or something? Or does that...
No, because then she would know. Let me
Google real quick and see who Alabama's playing. Because that might be a tie-in.
They're playing Tennessee.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I should know that.
In Tennessee or in Alabama?
In Alabama, in Tuscaloosa.
So could she be going there? I was offered tickets.
Yes, that's perfect. I was offered tickets.
Are you sure you want to do that, though? Because what if he says, well, you have anybody to go with?
No, but she doesn't have the tickets yet. Offered tickets is different.
Offered.
Okay.
Dude, I'm I'm absorbing your power. Nicely done. Don't touch me.
All right, so it's I was offered tickets.
Offered tickets.
Okay. Offered tickets. Okay. I was offered tickets.
I'm nervous about his response to that.
If he says go Vols, then I'll go out with him.
Is that all? That's the key? That's all it takes?
Go Vols. Jessica's been out of town for a while. Go Vols, honey. Seriously. Volunteers, Rocky Top, all that stuff. Bring it.
He said, you going?
Just say, not sure yet.
Good. Okay. You're getting him back on a road of insecurity. Nice job, Jen.
Hey, that was mine, dude.
Who are you?
Well, I think I said about going to
Yeah, but nobody heard
game.
You. I heard you, and then I said it louder, typical. So I win. Go Vols. Did you respond to
I said not sure yet, but he's not typing anything.
Okay, good. Let him stress out about a response.
I find this...
Pretend like you're busy getting ready for work.
Oh.
I find this extraordinarily
don't say,
fun.
Don't say anything, though. You weren't about to type something, were you?
You let him make the next move. You can take your fingers off the keyboard.
Yes.
So it's Alabama, Tennessee. What time is the game?
Because I feel like she's ready to transcribe anything that Jen or Wendy says. Okay, I'm getting ready for work. You know, like, no. Yeah.
I said it. Go Vols.
It's a 2:30 game.
Okay.
Still early.
He's got nothing? No response?
He's like entering text.
You're getting the typing tees. You know what the cruel thing about the typing tees is it comes up on... Like, if you interrupt somebody, like, you notice, like, if I'm typing to Tracy and you click in, Bert, then it shows me still typing up on your screen. And you're like, oh, I'm going to get a quick response, but I'm ignoring you. It's cruel.
You know, what I like to do is just hit one letter so people think that I'm still writing something for 6 minutes. Just L, 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 L.
What did he say?
He said, who would you go with?
Okay.
All right, so this is cool.
We're recovering.
All Jen, right.
So we're back to where he's starting to win choir again, just like he was the
other
day.
Okay. You could just say, could she say a coworker invited her or a friend invited her?
I would definitely say a friend.
How about just a friend? And keep
a friend.
Because that wouldn't imply it's a guy. It doesn't imply it's a girl.
So he said, I always have tickets through work.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's good.
So what he's saying is, it really doesn't matter who you're going with. What he's already implying is that you guys are both going to be at the game.
He could go.
He could go also.
See, he went from not liking Alabama to now being willing to go
to
the game.
Not a fan, right. But I can always get tickets to work. Uh-huh. Okay, this is good.
He says, let me know if you need a pair. Might be able to help.
Huh. Oh, so he wants you to go to this game.
This is good.
But a pair.
He's saying, I'll provide it for you, but you tell me who you're going with.
Right.
So he's not necessarily saying, I'll meet you. He's saying, I can get tickets if you need them. But she's already taken care of.
Hmm. Wouldn't you just say something? Don't write this. Wouldn't you just say something like, some friends were talking about going, not sure of the details yet?
Yes. Perfect. Yes, put that. Okay. Write that.
Yeah. Did you catch that?
Of mine are going.
Some friends were talking about going.
Listen,
transcribe what Jen's about to say.
Some friends were talking about going. Not sure of the details yet.
Okay. Some friends talking about going. Not sure of the details.
Because this puts it back in his court to make her, to ask her to come. She's just kind of tossed it out there, this, like, do you know where they're playing? Jeff was brilliant with I've been offered tickets.
Thank you for giving him credit, or it would have bothered him all day today.
You know, like, all that stuff, you know? It's kind of just like, I might be able to see you, but I might not be that interested in going.
She's reeling him in right now.
Well, just never say good morning, sunshine,
just
and we'll
never
be good.
Initiate the contact again.
I don't even. I see the people I work with. I see every day.
What?
He asked me what are deets.
What are what?
Did you put DETS?
Yeah.
Just type out details.
Just write out details.
You got to write this stuff out. You don't use abbreviations after a certain age in your life.
What are deets?
I love it that he doesn't get your lingo.
Did you type details back to him?
I did.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, you can't use abbreviation.
He said O.
Ask him what is O.
No, don't do that.
Don't.
He's kidding.
Just leave it. Give him a second to stew.
Okay, so his last response was just O. Oh. So you're like, saying she shouldn't respond at all right
she
now.
She clarified details in his.
And his was like, okay, details. Now it's his turn to respond, even though
he already responded.
Right.
He needs a response on his response before you can respond.
You should write back to him right now and say, look, if I go to Alabama this weekend, it's a sure thing for you.
No way.
Why not?
Dare write that.
I think your friends, you need to have a sponsor. You know, much like people who have alcohol issues, you have, I'm too I'm too excited about this guy issues.
Over
and
every time, eager.
Over eager. And if you want to type him or call him, call a friend instead.
Right. I can't wait for you to touch me.
Stop.
No.
Don't.
And write that to your friend, and then your friend will be confused.
You have no bad touch. I like stranger danger with people I went to college with.
No response that. From him yet?
Oh, just now. You said, sounds like fun, ... There's about a 50% chance I will be in Atlanta tomorrow and Saturday.
Wow.
That's good. See, now he's the pursuer.
On you.
Mm-hmm.
Can she write something back? Like, wouldn't it be funny if I was there and you were here?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Bert, yeah. You got a good one.
That's
way to
good.
Go, Bert.
I think that's awesome. I think that's okay.
My work
Bert,
is done here,
Bert,
people.
Bert, yes,
I'm out of here.
Bert. Type that now.
All right.
Well, tell her very specifically, Bert, what to type.
Wouldn't it be funny if I was in Alabama and you were here in Atlanta?
That's brilliant.
Thanks. That's the dating dinosaur contribution.
And spell it out. In the A.
And don't write Hotlanta. Do not write Hotlanta.
No.
We're banning that.
Yeah, we're going to start a campaign here to teach the rest of the country never to refer to Atlanta as Hotlanta ever
again.
Weren't
we going to bury it? Like have a funeral for it?
Yeah, it's a death of...
Mm-hmm.
Like death of autotune?
Yeah, like death of autotune. Do-do-do.
What if he writes back something like, I don't think that'd be funny. And then she writes back, why don't you shut up? And then he writes back, why don't you shut up? This is the reason
negative.
Why we broke
Here's
up the in the first place. Well, I never wanted to be with you. That's why I only hooked up with you.
We're in dangerous, you're going to be the last one to respond territory here. Okay, hold on. Before you're, okay, what does he say?
Oh, he said, check this out, ... My girlfriend, is getting married in Atlanta, and I might go meet up with my parents who are invited to the freaking wedding.
So his parents are going to his ex-girlfriend's wedding in Atlanta.
And so is
yeah.
he.
So he might drive out.
Does that mean he's going
them?
To the... Is
Does
he
that
saying
mean
that
he's going?
Read
can
it
she,
again.
Can she ask that? Does that mean you're going?
It says, my ex-girlfriend is getting married in Atlanta, and I might go meet up with my parents who are invited to the freaking wedding.
So his parents are invited. Ask him. So your parents are invited to your ex-girlfriend's wedding?
Wait, run this through the
jail.
No.
All right, hold on. Don't write that.
You shut your mouth.
I do not write that.
No, because that sounds like you care.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you just write back, ouch.
Ouch.
That was simple but good.
Like, oh, that sucks for you.
Just say ouch.
And there is no abbreviation for ouch. Not
ouch,
O-U.
...
You said no kidding.
See, all right, now you guys are on the same team. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm frightened of being social with Jen.
Okay, so I think here's where we need to make our exit strategy. I think the last thing you need to say is, "Gotta run, keep me posted."
Oh no!
What does
he
say? What did he say?
He said no kidding, and then he wrote off to work. Talk to you later.
He got the last one in.
Oh, dang it.
He got the last one.
He's still typing again.
Okay.
Should she write something before she gets his?
No.
I think you're done, honey. Hold on.
Break your fingers. Go slam your fingers in the car door.
No, not yet.
Don't you. Never mind. You might need them.
He said, have a good day, sunshine.
Leave it, right? How about just you two and then sign up? No?
No, not you two. I think you should just acknowledge the joke. I think you should just write like, ha, ha, ha.
What about LOL?
How about a smiley face?
Or LOL.
What
works.
About one of those capital D smiley faces? So it's like.
So it's a giant smile.
No, I think you're right, Jeff. I think LOL. That's it.
LOL.
All caps?
Yep.
And then sign off?
That's it. LOL. And then wait.
LOL. Well, you're giving them the chance then.
He should be the last one to respond, but she needs to acknowledge his last three.
Because it was a joke.
That's why the LOL is to acknowledge the last three, and then
You know what they should do?
See if he puts in another one.
You know how they have a million different smiley faces?
Mm-hmm.
And they have the big grin, the little grin, the laugh, the tongue sticking out? They should do orgasm faces.
Oh, come Jeff. On. Jeff, it's 7:42, dude.
They put the little zero. Or no.
Christian, I won't get to your call, but I am acknowledging that it's a great point. If this guy's going to be in Atlanta this weekend, we cannot play this segment on Saturday morning during the best of.
Oh, so yes.
Smart.
Thank you for the save, Christian.
Yes,
awesome.
Thank you.
It was so smart, Melissa and I had to sing it.
Yeah.
Smart.
Anything back from this dude?
No.
Okay. I think
it's okay. It's all right.
I think you need to sign off.
Sign off.
Okay.
Get out.
Because I think the LOL is an acknowledge, is a ha ha, but it's not a response. So technically, he still had the last word in. So you're gone.
I think it's good.
Are you off now?
Yeah, I'm off.
That was a save.
Well done.
Solid.
Okay. Good job.
That's good that he said sunshine, right? That's like, yeah, means that's he's probably like,
I think that's a key right there. Good morning.
I think it means he's joking on your cheesiness.
Yes.
You think?
No.
Yes.
Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, how are you? This has been really fun.
Listen, this guy, he needs a date to the wedding. That's my thought.
I got the vibe that
that's
he
actually
was
a good thought.
But I got the vibe that he wasn't
going.
He wasn't invited.
Going to the wedding. His parents, that's why he said, my parents are freaking going, because it's obviously a situation where the parents are
friends.
But
he's coming in town the same weekend as the wedding, so I don't know.
It's driving over to see his parents. If they went to USC, how would his parents live in L.A.?
Right.
Hey, Alex, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. I just called in to say, I think, honestly, I can't agree with what y'all just did there. I just think it's a little ridiculous that you kind of built up this whole thing on a lie about football tickets and stuff. I mean, if she really likes him, why wasn't she just honest
You can't do the honesty thing too soon.
And we're trying to build time.
Lie about it? I mean, so they do get together. It's like, oh, well, we just started talking because you lied to me about college tickets and stuff. I mean, if he has any mutual feelings towards her, then I feel like she could be open and it wouldn't be a problem.
There is no lie about the tickets. It was all, we might go, friends might go. If she wanted to right now, she could hop on the phone with five friends and go, hey, let's hit StubHub, buy a bunch of tickets and go.
Right.
So it's not a lie. It's just a truth that hasn't proven itself yet.
It's a suggestion. And hey,
it's
man.
A truth that hasn't.
It's a truth that hasn't been proven yet.
I'm trying to use that.
Yeah.
You can't hate the players, hate the game.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, that whole outdated love, just be honest from the very start thing. Man, that went out in 1962.
Well, and it's different because she is so into this guy. Like, if she was honest about her feelings, he would run so far in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Terry, keep us posted. I imagine that you guys are going to be on the same schedule every morning, that if he's online at, you know, this time every morning, it'll be a consistent thing.
But can we learn the lesson, and Jen and Wendy, I defer to you guys, that she not initiate any more conversations?
Yeah, I think because he talked about coming here and that he might come here, and you talked about that you might go there. I think the next time, like, let him hit you up tomorrow, because he may hit you up and say,
yep,
hey, I booked a last-minute flight. I'm on my way to Atlanta, or I jumped in the car this morning. I'm on my way to Atlanta. I'll be there tonight. You know what I'm saying? And then you can go from there on setting up something. Because he should ask you out, right?
It's Birmingham. Like,
guys,
are we, 90 minutes away?
I mean, it sounds, you know, it sounds old school. But I think the first time that you go out with him, he should ask you out.
Let him chase you. You cannot err. We've said this so many times. Women cannot err if you're erring on the side of having him chase you.
Mm-hmm. And too many women think, oh, I'm going to lose him if I don't let him know. No.
No.
Exactly opposite. So no
makes
more,
us more intriguing.
So don't initiate any IMs to him. Okay.
Okay.
I'd say that out loud to us. Repeat that back.
I will not initiate any more IMs to him.
That's my girl.
All right.
At least without consulting us first.
Okay. LOL.
Okay.
LOL.
Ha ha.
All right, Terry. Nice job today.
Ha ha.
Thank you so much, you guys.
I think we saved it.
It's on, baby.
So does he, just for clarification, if he hits her up tomorrow, can she respond without our guidance, or does she have to call Tracy?
I think she should call Tracy tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. If he's coming here, we got to help her navigate that first time. And then it gets easier. Right. After the first date, after he first initially asked her out and he's showing interest, then she can chill out and be more herself and she doesn't need help. But it's the fishing. We're fishing right now. We're reeling him in.
What if she's online later today after the show and he's online and he hits her with an instant message and we're not around to help her out?
She's got to ignore it.
She needs a friend.
She's got to ignore it because then tomorrow during the show, she can write him back and go, sorry, I missed you yesterday. Left it open on my home computer.
Done.
Can you do that, Terry? If he instant
never apologize.
You can't handle this alone. So
you can say, sorry, I missed you.
No, you cannot say sorry at all.
No, you don't apologize.
We'll get to that tomorrow if it happens.
Okay.
All right, Terry, so if he hits you with an instant message today, under no circumstance do you respond to it because you just can't handle it. Okay.
But we love you and we like helping you.
Thank you so much.
At least hopefully we are helping.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope we are.
Talk to you later.
Okay. I think we are because, I mean,
I love that.
I mean, you helped her recover from Good Morning Sunshine.
And
what the hell was that?
To the point where he was joking about it at the end. That was well done.
You performed relationship CPR right there. Yes.
I am earning my texting PhD.
That was first date Heimlich right there. She was choking, and you came up right behind her and got that thing out of her throat.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Intern Michelle here. I have heard her complain off the air before that women just don't have any game.
And we've spoke about this before, or you guys have spoke about this before, confidence. It goes back to confidence. I think that women are emotional creatures. So when something like Terry today, when she was instant messaging him, she gets all excited and giddy. Mm-hmm. So instead of like actually thinking and being cool and calm and collective, she just wants to respond with her immediate reactions, acting on her emotions. And therefore, it leads to not having any game. Whereas guys are a little bit more nonchalant about things. They don't get as involved. But the trick is that if you play the game properly, you can have them all wrapped up in you. And I think that's just about being nonchalant and just, you know, well, first of all, like you said, don't say good morning, sunshine. That's a little cheesy. Like, good morning, sunshine. Even if you were going to initiate a conversation with somebody, kind of, I don't want to say plan it, but at least have a reason for why you want to. Like, if you really are eager to sit there and contact somebody, then come up with the reason why you're eager, you know, what you want to say to this person. No, I mean, they went to school together. So if they went to USC in California, shouldn't you kind of like know who his football fans, you know, who he's a fan of and know if he's into football and stuff like that? So when you create these conversations or initiate these conversations, you have something to base your conversation on.
Doesn't this go, it all goes back to that conversation that I think we've had before where women really do believe that if they are not totally and completely attentive to a dude, that the dude is going to lose interest, mm-hmm. where it's just the opposite.
Right.
Absolutely. And I also think that when you are single and you're dating a guy, say you meet a guy and you're interested, not that you should drop the fact that there are other guys, but let him know that you are on the market for other men to take you on dates and other men to be interested in you because that makes them, it initiates that little thing inside their mind that's like, I want this girl because everybody else wants this girl. And I think that's very, very important when you're in the dating scene. I mean, like I said, when I was single, I told Wendy this that one time. It's like having a selection of wine or a selection of cheeses when you're drinking wine. You want to be able to pick and choose who you want to go on a date with and let them wine and dine you. And be charming and be nonchalant. There's some girls out there that if a guy says something about an ex-girlfriend or talks about ex-girlfriend, they get all emotional and they get hurt, their feelings hurt. Why? Just be cool about it. Be like, really? That's like, ouch, that sucks for you, you know, but that's cool. Yeah. And just not care. And then they're like, okay, I could talk to this girl. She doesn't care. She's confident in who she is. So she's not threatened by any other female.
That's but mojo. That's mojo.
Yeah. And I think there has to be an authenticity with that as well, though. Like, I think you have to work on your own self-confidence so that the genuineness of that shines through. And then you can act upon that self-confidence, because somebody that's totally insecure and not confident whatsoever is eventually going to pull off the mask and they're going to see that, right?
But I think the insecure, I mean, because that's coming from a perspective of late 20s, 30s woman, where an early 20s woman, I just don't think is going to be able to have the confidence that she's going to have later on. So I think in the meantime, for an early 20s girl, there has to be a way for her to distract herself from working on her emotions, because I think guys are easily distracted. I mean, come on. I mean, they're, you know. They're not so tapped into their emotion that they get overwhelmed by it. They may see, you know, they see a pretty girl on TV while they're texting. Oh, wait, she's hot.
And it's
so hard for a woman to distract herself mentally. You know?
You know what it is, Melissa? You just said something in there it's put a light bulb thing above my head.
Uh-huh.
Guys never move past, I think, probably 6 years old, because no 6 year old boy, and Bert, correct the age or whatever if I'm wrong, because you know this from Hayden or whatever, but no 6 year old boy has a more appealing toy in his toy chest than the one that the other kid is playing with.
Right.
Seriously. Huh. And every time I've been around kids, I see it. I remember doing it as a kid. I could have never picked up that, you know, remote control dump truck thing for 2 years after I got it for Christmas 2 years ago. But the minute my little buddy is over at the house and he takes it out and he's playing with it, I'm like, wait a minute. My favorite
don't
toy.
You think it's a little bit dangerous to compare women to like a toy, like an object? Yeah. Like it's something that a guy wants to somehow own?
Well, what do you
want? Guys only want you when they can't have you?
Like it's so, like women are some sort of possession?
I totally understood what you're saying. It's more of a statement about guys and their mentality than it is that
being literal.
Right. Don't be literal about it.
Let's not try to get too deep when I get deep, because there ain't much more there. It's
that's
basically
a pretty shallow, deep pool.
That's the conversation between men and women. He's making it a simple analogy, and we read so much into it. So I think that for a woman to be able to play the game, Michelle, don't you think that she needs to kind of pull back from what she's thinking? And
but I think it goes with both you and Jen. You, Melissa, and Jen said, I think, yeah, it has to be genuine. And you have to, like they say, you have to love yourself for someone else to truly love you and want you. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, that has to come from within. But I also think it's what you said, Melissa, about, you know, men are distracted. And when you are in your early 20s, it should be about you. It should be all about you and what you want to do, and make it about you. And if you're making it about you and your goals in your life and where you want to be, then people are going to be attracted to that. Just mm-hmm. guys are going to be attracted to that. People are going to be attracted to that. And they're going to say, wow, you know, this girl is all, like, she has herself, not arrogant or cocky, but she knows what she wants, and she's not afraid to, you know.
Don't be scared of cocky either. Cocky's not bad.
I still think you're way overcomplicating it. You're trying to analyze a guy from a girl's point of view.
She's talking about girls now. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right. But I think I think you're putting a lot of things. Okay, I got to be cocky and confident and blah, blah, blah. All you have to be, there's one thing you have to be: unavailable.
Elusive.
Every now and again, mm-mm. be a little bit unavailable. Don't worry about cocky, because a guy is going to assume that you have your own thing going on when you are, you know,
doing your thing.
Don't worry about being confident, because he's going to assume that you're confident, because wait a minute, every guy thinks they're the greatest guy in the world. Every guy.
Only a few of us know it. Many
but
think
that,
it.
That's my point. Every girl should think that she's the greatest thing in the world.
But
that's
so many young girls think that they're only great based on the guy they're dating.
Exactly.
Harold here isn't agreeing with Michelle at all. Hey Harold, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say real quick that, like, I didn't agree with what Michelle said when she was saying, like, guys are, like, wine, like, having a selection of wine and cheese. I mean, like, honestly, if you're dating somebody, you know, and you, like, want to date them or whatever, I don't think you should, like, try to, like, you know, keep your, like, options open or whatever. Because then, like, if you're dating, like, let's say, like, you're dating somebody, and then, like, you go on a date with somebody else, and then the guy tries to talk to you, and then you just, like, blow him off, like, then that guy, like, doesn't even know what to do anymore. And then he gets to the point where, like, he's, like, annoying you, you know?
I think we're talking about apples and oranges there. I don't think.
No, we were talking about wine and cheese.
Yeah. I'm hungry. All I know is I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And Jen heard the word wine, and she's like, "What? Where is it?"
I checked out. I'm already like, "Wait, which kind?"
I do think wine and cheese date. I'm so confused.
Here's Elizabeth, real quick. Hey, Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hey, I was just saying that everything that Michelle's saying is nothing groundbreaking, really. I mean. Mm-mm. Girls have known this forever. As long as you're confident and you can exude that, then guys are going to be interested. It really doesn't matter if you pay attention to them or not. And I'm a woman in my early 20s, and I've never had a problem.
You might be right, but just because you have the playbook doesn't mean that you know how to play.
Yeah, I'm certainly not in the playbook. Yeah.
I just think so many girls have her, you know, tear off a day calendar to let her know exactly what she needs to be doing. Mm-hmm. But then in real life, she is trying to please him and cater to and doing all these things. And it's like, you're way too available. I do think so many girls do that.
You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Jason Gringers is in studio with us. Hey, Jason.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well. How are you?
Great. Jason, if you see the Chris Rock movie, Good Hair, is sort of the star, almost one of like the stars of the show. It's the movie immediately begins informing us of what's that big old convention they have here?
It's called the Bronner Brothers Hair Show. They have it twice a year, actually.
And what is it?
The Bronner Brothers.
Bronner Brothers. Mm-hmm. And it's all the stylists are brought into Atlanta, right?
Right.
And what exactly is the competition?
The competition started late 90s, and it was called the Hair Battle Royale, and it's grown into something that's almost larger than life.
And I'd say, 99.5% of the stylists that are there are black, right?
Generally, when I first started in the late 90s, it was 100% black, and I think of myself as the integrator of the Bronner Brothers Hair Show.
You're a pioneer.
I'm a pioneer.
And you are not black.
No.
Just
shocker there.
We are on radio, so
yeah. And you've won this thing before, right?
I've won. I won the very first time I won was in 1999, and I competed in 2002, 2005, and 2007. I can never top myself. I always come in with a second highest score.
What is the competition? How quickly you can do hair, or how outrageous, or what are you competing for?
They look for, of course, hairstyling. They look for a theme. They look for how well you execute the hairstyles. And it's a presentation. We have to have music and costumes. And it takes place in a huge, big boxing ring. Like I said, they call it the hair battle.
It's huge.
That's funny.
Yeah. I want to go to that. Can regular people go, or do you have to be hair industry?
No, anybody. The Bronner Brothers is all about getting their money. And if you buy a ticket,
that sounds cool.
It's like a trade show, but it's become a social event, right?
It's become more than a social event. The hair battle has produced, how can I say it? Like hair celebrities almost.
Is that right?
Really? Right. It's amazing.
Is that where that flipping out guy came from?
I don't know where he came from.
Oh. You need your own show.
I think isn't he one of Jeff's neighbors?
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Because here's the deal. Let's just reset this real quick. Lauren here a couple of days ago said that she saw Chris Rock in an interview, and I think it was on Oprah. and they were talking about his new movie, Good Hair. And Lauren made the observation that she's sort of jealous of black women in their hair, that the extensions, the weaves, the wigs. And she, Lauren, has beautiful blonde hair, but she thought it would look even better with extensions, but she's never had the cash to do it, right?
Right. And being here in the chair right now, I have a much, much greater respect for the women who get this done because it is painful.
It hurts, huh?
Like, I had no idea it would have hurt this much, and oh gosh, I'm just wishing that it's over soon.
think of what it's like to get breast implants. Or something.
Why does it hurt so much?
Well,
Jason?
that's what we're doing for after this. And you're doing those also, just so you know.
What exactly is going on over there? Because I don't know the difference between a weave, a wig, extension.
There are different ways to install the hair extensions. Most people prefer this method, which is called sew-in. And I make a small braid in the shape of a horseshoe from one side of the crown to the other side and sew some hair onto it.
So you're sewing hair right on, not into the scalp.
Not into the scalp. It's not surgery, Bert.
Where does the hair come from that you're sewing in?
That's a good question. Some of the hair comes from India. It all says it's human hair, but if you look on the packaging, says made in China, made in Taiwan, made in Stone Mountain. I mean, it could come from anywhere.
It's a crazy industry, though. They say in the movie that that industry, the hair extension world, it's a crazy industry how much money they can get for that, right?
Mm-hmm. They make a reference in the movie. They say hair is worth more than gold. They say you can go to the jeweler and buy gold, but you can't always go and buy hair.
We have a limited budget, so we actually just chopped up some paintbrushes from Home Depot.
And so, Lauren, you said you brought the hair in today.
Yes.
When I saw you this morning. Where did you get the hair?
I got it. Can I say this?
Yeah.
I got it from Mina's salon the other day, and she actually went into like a drawer and matched my hair, which I thought was pretty cool. But
So that's the hair you're going to sew in? You just haven't sewed it in yet?
Right.
Oh, that hasn't even started yet?
Wow.
Oh, well, damn.
Lauren's like, it hasn't.
Okay, because I can see Jason's doing these like tiny braids that go around, like almost like in a crown shape around her head. And then this is going to get sewn into that. So you're almost like building the anchor.
Right.
Right now. And then this gets tied in.
And then we'll sew that on. It's kind of like sewing a patch onto a shirt.
But these are three different colors, Lauren.
Well, she has like 10 different colors in her hair.
How do you make colors already in my hair?
What's that, Lauren?
What?
I had different colors in my hair already, so she matched as close as she could, and she said it looked pretty good. I didn't see because she did it to the back of my head.
Can she color that hair, the fake hair?
I wouldn't recommend it. You know, the hair comes in so many colors, and it's easier if we can just buy it, and it's a step that we don't have to go through.
That's weird. So get away from me.
That's real. That's real hair from off of somebody's head right there. That's not manufactured.
This is real hair off of somebody's head. Wow.
So how do you integrate the different colors into her hair?
We blend them together. We'll take we have three different colors because, like I said, Lauren has multiple colors from having highlights, and we'll just blend it, put them together, and hope for the best.
Well, that's comforting, isn't it, Lauren?
I know.
So wait, now once Lauren gets this done, how long will it last? And like, how long is she gonna like? When can she take it out?
Well, different people. Everybody wants to get the most bang for the buck, and most people will try and wear it about 2 months, but 4 to 6 weeks, you know, tops. If you swing from poles, the lifespan is going to be a lot shorter.
Lauren, did you hear that?
I don't worry about that.
Hey, Jen, will you move your yogurt? That's awfully close to a big wad of hair.
And can you blow dry the hair and straighten the hair? Like, is it like normal? Like, you can do whatever you want and functions normal?
There's two different kinds of hair. The hair that we're putting in today is human hair. You can treat it just as you would your hair. There's another type of hair called synthetic hair. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will opt for that because if you buy wavy hair that's synthetic, it stays wavy. You don't have to do anything to it. But it's very heat sensitive. So if the blow dryer gets too hot, or, you know, you hit it with iron, it's going to...
You're going to jack it up?
Yeah, it's going to jack it up.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey. I want to know how much hair. How much money you can get for your hair? Because I have a lot of hair.
So you want to donate hair?
It's not exactly a donation.
Right.
She wants to sell it.
She wants to sell it.
How do you do that, Jason? And how much does it cost?
That I don't know. You know, in India, they give the hair away. It's a religious ceremony called tonsure, and they give it away because they're wanting a blessing. Wow. From their God. But
well, this is American. We're about
capitalism. Right, we're trying to get the money. You know, I have no idea where you could go and sell.
We don't need blessings. We need to look beautiful.
We're in a recession.
And
what
so
are you sewing
you can
right
wash
now?
This hair? Like, mm-hmm. Should you wash less often? Use a special shampoo?
you know, most people are very loyal to whatever brand of shampoo they've been using, and just use what you have.
Put the mic in front of Lauren's
face. Yeah, what are you sewing right
now? That's really what we should be taking pictures of, because she's in a lot of pain.
These are the two braids that I'm sewing.
It looks painful. These are like really, really tight to the scalp, like braids in her hair.
Yeah, it's painful. And when he first got here, I was like, do you have a tender head? And I mean, usually, no, I don't. And then as soon as he started, I was like, oh, I take that back. I do.
Really?
Do people take, I mean, I guess you could probably take like a couple of aspirin or Tylenol or something before they come in to do it.
They'll take something before they come in, they'll tell you something during, and they'll have a glass of wine.
I was going to say, you sell booze at your salon? Because that'd be smart.
No, we don't sell it. You know,
come on, Jeff. That's ridiculous.
If people are spending that much on their hair, you better give them a glass of
wine.
Well, how much normally do extensions cost if somebody wanted to get this done with real hair?
It's anywhere from $30 to $50 per row.
And how many rows will Lauren have?
Lauren's got about anywhere from 4 to 5 rows.
Okay. So it can get pretty
expensive. Wow. And how many rows have you done so far?
3.
Oh, my.
All right.
Oh, Lauren.
But this is the work part. This is the most uncomfortable part.
This is the most painful part.
Right. That's good to know.
Her face is the color.
Be strong,
and
little
you work so fast. I am like blown away at how quickly your fingers are moving.
Well, y'all don't want to look at me all day, do you?
You Bert can say as long as you like, yeah.
Wearing a bright red, like the color of the, on the, what is that, Italy flag?
Mm-hmm.
Red t-shirt, and Lauren's face is slightly redder.
Serious.
Poor
all
thing.
Right, so he's going to continue to work on her for the next hour or so. Help me settle something in my house here real quick, okay. Jason. And I know this is probably not down your alley here. 7 years now. 7 years now. My wife has cut our kids' hair, and it looks like crap every single time. But and my wife is blessed in a lot of areas. She's very creative. She can do a whole bunch of things. But she sucks at cutting hair. And she is embarrassing our family. Embarrassing it. The kids are sporting a haircut right now that is so jacked up, man.
Does she not see it?
She does. But she thinks, she's like, you know what? I'll get it right next time. Because I've made mistakes on this one. Well, baby girl, you've been making some mistakes for 7 years now. I will never be able to dance. You will never be able to cut hair. So what do I have to do to shake her up to say, leave the kids alone?
Don't crush her dream. You know, I bet, and Jeff too, when we were little boys, my mom used to cut my hair. And I can bring you in a picture of me when I was probably 6 years old. And my haircut is jacked to Jesus. I mean, it's horrendous.
I read that tweet you sent yesterday, Bert, and I don't think that my parents ever cut my hair, and we were pretty.
Mine did.
Yeah,
Millie Pete cut hair.
Why do moms, it's moms, think that they can do that? I mean, you went to school, I'm sure, for a long period of time to learn how to, to do that. So why can moms just like, I can do this, I got this, how hard can this be?
I don't they just want to take care of their kids.
Is it like a dream?
Then
like,
let them go to somebody that does it professionally.
Well, you know what? What I can recommend to you is, as a father, you should have an outing maybe every couple of weeks. And you and your son, that's your ritual. You go to the barbershop and you take them to get their hair cut.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
And go get an ice cream, and that's something that they can do with their dad.
That's how I know.
That's a good idea.
That's what I do.
That's how I know that my parents never cut my hair, because I remember the ceremony of going to Bob's barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that's how he answered the phone, too. Bob's barbershop with my dad.
A cute kid salon indicator that I've walked by a bunch of times. I think it's called like Salon Red or something.
Get them started on that. Oh, God, please don't.
What? Kids salon?
Because they'll always want to go in there and ride on the thing. And then they have like all kind of candy and stuff in there. And not that place specifically.
Are you talking about Bert's kids or Bert?
You just don't like kids salons?
For a long time, I just didn't like kids.
Don't you have kids?
I do have one now, and he is the joy of my life. And so I have to say that, you know, my point of view has changed. But before him, I was like, oh my God, these kids, call the police.
I could say, moms, you are scarring your kids right now. You think you're doing a good job on it, and you're not getting better at it. You're getting worse.
Aww.
I see it every couple of weeks. And one of our best friends owns a salon in Chambly, but my wife thinks that she can do it herself.
Yeah. Maybe you got to have your friend do an intervention. Like, maybe you got CJ, right?
Idea,
like, maybe you just got to get CJ and go, Stacy. It's embarrassing.
Seriously.
I like Jason's idea, though.
Yeah. I would have never thought about doing that. That is a brand new two-week tradition.
Diplomatic and the minimal feelings hurt.
I love it.
Hey, The Bert Show. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.